This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Searchers at the crash site at the Pentagon have recovered both flight recorders from American Airlines Flight 77. Investigators will analyze the information to get a clue as to what happened in the moments just before the crash. In other developments, police in New York arrested one man and detained several others at Kennedy and LaGuardia airports. Investigators want to know whether the men were connected to Tuesday's attacks and might be attempting another. All three New York area airports were shut down. NPR's Barbara Bradley is here. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning.
What about the flight recorders from the Pentagon?
Well, at 4 a.m. this morning, searchers unearthed both the data recorder and the voice recorder on the flight out of Dulles. It crashed into the Pentagon. The voice recorder should have the last few minutes of conversation in the cockpit, so we could hear voices of the hijackers and possibly how they went and overtook the pilots. Then there's the flight data recorder that is information about speed and altitude and engine activity, so we could get a clue as to how the hijackers handled the plane. And also last night, searchers at the Pennsylvania site found the data recorder. They haven't found the voice recorder, and I think they're very interested in finding the voice recorder because it was on this flight that the passengers are believed to have resisted the hijackers and foiled what's thought to be another suicide crash. So that'll be very interesting to hear.
Now, at Kennedy Airport, a lot of activity there. What's going on?
Yeah, there is a lot of activity. Well, at this point, some of the information is a little bit sketchy. We know that one man was arrested. He was carrying a fake pilot's license, and the FBI says he was carrying an ID from one of the flight schools in Vero Beach, Florida. As you know, several of the hijackers went through flight training in Florida. Several other men were detained and questioned, and there are reports that the men had tickets from a flight that was supposed to go from New York to Los Angeles on Tuesday morning, just at the time that the planes were crashing into the World Trade Center. So they detained and questioned those men. Also, police in Fort Worth, Texas, questioned two men. The men were reportedly carrying box cutters, the same kind, you know, that were used on the planes on Tuesday. Investigators are looking into whether there was another planned attack from Dallas that never happened. You know, the FBI at this point has a nationwide search going on. They're poring over the passenger manifest from all the flights that took off on Tuesday morning about the time of the attacks. And they've apparently given the airlines a list of 52 people they want to question. And get this, about two dozen were from Vero Beach.
What's the Bush administration saying about who masterminded the attack?
Yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell became the first official to say that the Saudi fugitive Osama bin Laden is a suspect in the attacks. But just after that, others in the administration were saying, hold on a second, there may be others involved too. Perhaps they were working hand in hand with bin Laden. The reason is that the attack required a whole lot of money and a whole lot of suicide bombers, perhaps more than bin Laden's organization could supply. You know, Bob, bin Laden has a history of cooperating with other groups. The FBI believes he worked with Ramzi Youssef in the first bombing of the World Trade Center in 1993. Some believe that the Iranian-backed group, the Hezbollah, supplied him, his supporters, with equipment in the attack on the U.S. coal last year. So they're looking at a cooperative effort.
NPR's Barbara Bradley.